Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Submissive Supports. This file will help you remember that your dominant is your friend. See, what many people forget is that they think that a dominant always decides and is always right. And this is not the case, because a dominant is human. They can and do make mistakes. But the one thing in which they should be very constant is support. See, you submit to your dominant. You give yourself. You surrender yourself. And through that, you gain support, stability, certainty. Your dominant may make a lot of choices for you. This can be a good thing. Maybe you like choices being made for you. A schedule, a diary, rules and regulations that help structure your life. But it's not only about obedience. It's not only about structure and certainty. It's also about feeling protected, that your dominant is on your side by default. That no matter what decision you make, even if it's a bad one, your dominant is there to help you, to pick up the pieces, to help you stand back up if and when you fall. And because communication is so important, I'm going to help you remember this simple thing. It's always all right to talk to your dominant. Now, there are many ways I could give this message to you. There are many ways in which I could help you remember. Perhaps a physical trigger, fidgeting with the fingers that signal that you have something to say. Maybe a smile, or even old-fashioned classroom raising of the hand. It's always all right to talk to your dominant. Really, always. So the question is, how do you remember? How do you remember something which you should already know? If you knew everything already, you wouldn't be listening to me, would you? You wouldn't be listening to my voice telling you what to do. If you knew everything already, you wouldn't need a dominant. You wouldn't need the guidance. No, the whole point is that you don't know everything yet. So, I will help. It doesn't matter how you attract your dominant's attention. It doesn't matter if you fidget, raise your hand, nibble. It doesn't matter. I'm sure you can find an ingenious way of attracting attention. Try not to hurt. Nibbling is fine. But the thing that you have to learn, the thing that you have to remember, is that you can. It's always, always all right to talk to your dominant, especially about things that you worry about. So, when you're worried, even if the worry includes your dominant. Talk. 10. The simplest things can help you remember. 9. The simplest things help you forget. 8. But the more you remember to communicate. 7. The more supported you will feel. 6. And you are here for support. 5. You are here to be supported. 4. Because it feels good to be supported. 3. Because it feels good to have someone on your side. 2. It feels so nice to just feel safe. 1. So drop and let go of your worries. It's perfectly fine to be worried sometimes. It's perfectly fine to need to talk about anything and everything, about that beautiful thing you saw, about that little bit of anxiety you felt, about that weird thing that that one person did. And let's not forget about that one thing that you saw online. It's always all right to talk to your dominant. It's always all right. They're there for you, just as you are there for them. And it's easy to remember. It's very easy to remember. Because if you ask yourself, is this a good time to talk? The answer is always yes. Because if you're asking yourself that question, there's something that you want to talk about, which means that it's important to you. And if it's important to you, it's important. It's not only about obedience, but about feeling protected. A dominant should also be your friend. And you decide amongst each other what your roles are, who does what, for whom, and when. And when you communicate, the rules, the expectations will all be clear. So remember the simple lesson. It's always all right. Talk to your dominant. It's always all right to share your feeling. And as a side note, remember that your dominant is human. They have limitations. They have their own flaws. They have their perfect imperfections. Maybe they cannot do everything for you that you need, from simple to complex. So don't be afraid to seek help elsewhere. I mean, it's nice if your dominance can fix your drains, but sometimes you do need to call a plumber. Don't be afraid to call in an expert for things that need expert help. But communicate, talk, and listen. It's always all right to talk to your dominant. And it's fine and beautiful to remember this lesson. Now I'm sure that you won't forget, but if you do, just listen again. Good luck.